There he goes again.
Satire is a form of comedy or criticism.
And it just shook everything that I believed in for a moment.
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within.
Satire, covered in fart jokes.
Excuse me.
Excuse me for interrupting, but...
I am the mightiest man alive.
Who was that lady?
It was just...
Sarah Palin.
And Sarah said...
I'm an evil man, I know.
Oh, yes, you are!
Nastier than you ever imagined.
Imagine what a week-old fish smells like.
My vagina.
Yes, it does.
They're stinky now.
Can you imagine a world without...
Electric iron, hot plates, or bathroom heaters?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Pretty strange.
Here again is another sexual menace.
Johnny Mathis.
I'm going to show Johnny what goes on behind the scenes here.
It's at your favorite toy store.
Orgies of Hydrox cookies and cocaine.
Why don't you join me, huh?
Why don't you just fuck off?
I'd rather...
Fuck!
Jesus.
Jesus smiled as he watched the man...
While he masturbates.
And kissed Jesus.
Tears came to Jesus' eyes.
And they're having sex.
Is that true?
Yes.
Jesus loved me.
In an unnatural way.
Jesus taught the people many things God wanted them to know.
Good things like
sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism.
Things like that.
The disciples were very quiet as they thought about the things they had learned from Jesus that day.
Johnny tells his mother what he's learned about the supermarket.
A blood sacrifice.
Along with the feelings of doom and the embarrassment
of an actual human sacrifice.
But I like it.
What do you like?
27 inches of underwear.
What do you like?
Corrupt doors.
What do you like?
The sight of blood excites me.
The sight of blood can be frightening.
But even more frightening is
my ass.
That's no moon.
I was always taught to turn the other cheek.
Stick your finger in your butt.
I will do just that.
I will do the same.
But his fingers got jammed.
Maybe that explains why he loves it when somebody sticks their finger up his butt.
I am a naughty puppet.
That was the end of the puppet show.
Now he's starting the day out right.
By giving in to their throbbing biological urges.
Skidding in wet weather, for instance.
What happened here?
He was powerbombed on this table.
He would tie him prone on a table.
And then a voice came on and said,
"You will never see your dog again."
And just what does that mean, wise guy?
I will destroy your dog.
That's fine with me.
When a dog comes home with dirty paws.
Feel it, baby.
Now that I've got your attention.
Go straight to hell and burn and be fucked by demons.
Okay, let's go.
To the many gates of hell!
Everyone's laughing and riding and cornholing.
My father was an expert.
Better than being cornholed by
Johnny Mathis.
That will cost you $200.
Plus sales tax in just 10 to 14 days.
Well, aren't you a persuasive salesman?
I'm a super gorilla.
That sales approach won't work, but...
Right now at Computerland, you can get $525 worth of...
garbage and human waste.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna go buy some.
Anyhow, I hope I can get...
Dead or useless!
Things like motor oil and grease.
If you want that kind of junk...
Everything's for sale.
During our anniversary sale, we're giving away...
tons of that shit.
Like an old record player and a blender and an umbrella?
Yes! They are broken!
Like this RCA programmable stereo VHS recorder for just $309.
I'll buy every single one of them.
What are you gonna do with it?
Wash it in the sink. Let it dry overnight.
Wash your pets if they get near it.
Wash your hands, your penis, and the surrounding skin and hair thoroughly with soap and water.
I will.
Check out your disaster preparation.
I will.
Check out my butt.
I will.
Then the horn sounded.
Oh, Pops, put that horn down and listen. I want to ask you a question.
Which human meat would you eat?
Cancerous lumps of diseased meat.
It is one of my favorites, too.
I've always enjoyed it.
Shut up and on your sweet meat.
The older you are, the more you enjoy
cannibalism.
Millions of Americans are doing just that. They eat children, invalids, or elderly people.
Yum, yum.
Eat me.
Eat me.
Eat me.
Whatever. Bite me. Thank you.
She's gonna eat me!
Huh? I'm going to eat you up.
I'm gonna chop off your arm.
I am gonna have fun doing it.
You can have fun in the world, but deep joy and peace comes from
finding or inflicting pain upon
children with no feeling in their arms.
That's right. If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that you have to
burn down somebody's home.
Preferably
the home of
Claudine Nankivell.
Who's that?
Someone who is
shoplifting to get the money he so desperately needed.
But let's hear what Food City shoppers have to say.
No thanks.
At 8:36, Bartol turned to me and said,
"Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you."
Hi, I'm Eric Estrada.
You're cool, and fuck you, I'm out.